Your hand raised earlier. Yeah, come on up, sorry. I saw you stand up earlier. I thought you were making your way up while we were talking.
Be invited, sir. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good afternoon. My name is Rob Coop, and I'm a resident of Villages of Five Points East. I live at 33671 East Hunter's Run, which, how hard is it to bring up? Can you bring up the slide that Mr. Crouch was using earlier? I know it's the last design, but it had the pictures of the houses, so it was like a slide or two after this. One had houses. That could work. There we go. That's the one I was hoping for. So, right here.
Pick a color at the top.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am. Okay. That's my reference point. So I'm the third house from the end. And because of the presentations today and the discussion, and thanks to Jan for the presentation on behalf of many of the residents, I can shorten my comments significantly. But one thing that I did want to focus on, members of the council, was the planning and zoning memorandum that was dated May 18th, 2017, was sent to you by Ms. Cornwell, and it listed some of the specific conditions that planning and zoning had proposed. And specifically, I was going to focus on items 5 and 6 on page 3. And to quote, it states the property will be used as a therapy and fitness center and will have a minimal impact on the character of the neighborhood. And I would question the use of the word minimal impact as far as the character of the neighborhood. And is that minimal positive impact or minimal negative impact? And how does one quantify that impact of a large pre-engineered two-story steel building shoehorned into a parcel of land within 50 feet of neighborhood of single-family residential homes? And how does it not negatively impact the character of our neighborhood? In page 3, item number 6, the project with the conditions and limitations placed upon it will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community. Again, I would disagree with the findings of planning and zoning, and I believe that it will have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties and our community. In addressing the adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community, I would like to consider the topic of the air handlers or air conditioners for a building of this size, which, as we learned today, is about 16% less. So the numbers I'm going to quote would have to reflect that. But in speaking with a commercial builder who reviewed the overall size of the building and its intended uses, he estimated that the building would require between 150 and 175 tons of air conditioning, as well as a desert air dehumidification system for the pool area. If they were to use 3 to 4 units to meet this need, it would occupy a space similar to the size of a small trailer, about 20 feet long and 8 feet wide. We can anticipate that units of this size will be noisy, especially when the motors start up, whether they're on the ground or the roof. Furthermore, a pre-engineered steel building will not be able to support those units on its roof unless there are significant structural steel changes made to the roof, which would require columns on the inside of the building to support the support area, which would impact the interior design of the building as well as additional costs. Therefore, it's more likely we will see these units on the ground. The pool will also need to be heated, and since we do not currently have natural gas piped into our area, should we assume that Gateway Fitness will be burying a large propane tank to heat the pool? What about the impact of the construction phase on our community and neighboring Lewis? Aside from the traditional foundation excavation, there will be excavation for the 6-lane pool and the underground storm water retention system. Therefore, we can anticipate a large number of dump trucks and traffic as this soil is removed from the job site. Possibly hundreds of trips added to the 18,000 to 24,000 vehicles per day using Savannah Road. And that quote, and as far as the vehicles using, that is in the DelDOT letter that Mr. Crouch referenced. And I would also ask the council to ensure that any roof drains for the rear of the building be tied into the stormwater retention basin. Otherwise, this could flood the area behind our homes. On page 3, number 8, is the recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations, end quote. And I wanted to focus on 8H, which many of you had also raised, and that deals with the number of parking spaces required for this project. And Planning and Zoning wrote that the number of parking spaces required for this project is clearly excessive and unreasonable. And they stated, accordingly, the number of parking spaces required shall be modified and reduced. The proposed project shall have 200 parking spaces. All vehicle parking areas shall be clearly shown on the final site plan and clearly marked on the site itself. And I believe that the county code has an established standard to determine how many parking spaces are needed for a commercial establishment based on intended use, the square footage of the building, and the usable space within the building. I've heard that the standard for the business is 10 square feet of space per person, utilizing the usable operating space to form the estimate for how many cars to expect. I think the Planning and Zoning Commission comment regarding the number of, originally it was 322 required parking spaces, which we've reduced today, they cited it as being excessive and unreasonable. I believe that is the wrong conclusion. And the concern should have been to address and recognizing that the proposed building size is clearly excessive and unreasonable for a 6-acre parcel of land zoned for agriculture and residential use, and that the building size should have been reduced, not by simply dismissing county code requirement for an appropriate number of parking spaces. And the last point I wanted to make about the building is something that has been talked about here today, and that is the back of the building, which faces our residents. Why can't we see the back of the building? We met Mr. Garrett twice before planning and zoning. We're also present at planning and zoning, and then again here today. And we have yet to have Mr. Garrett or his team confirm or commit to what the back of that building will look like, other than that it will be a pre-engineered steel building. Excuse me. So, in closing, the character, the landscape, and the culture of Sussex County that we enjoy today and will enjoy in the future is shaped by you, our county council, and the people who have sat in your council seats over the past 50 years. And the decision you make on this project will impact our community for the next 50 years. I come before you to express my personal interests for what my backyard will look like. Mr. Garrett comes before you with a vision for his business and what it will look like. I recognize that you have the enormous responsibility to weigh the interests of each side on this issue, and the responsibility to determine what is best for Lewis and Sussex County, Delaware. Your predecessors may not have had the luxury or the burden of countless studies, slideshows, and technical information when reaching their decisions. They had to trust their guts and follow their hearts. And looking at Sussex County, I'd say they did a pretty good job. I'd ask, respectfully, that you do the same. Trust your gut and follow your heart to do what is best for the future of Sussex County. Please make the building fit, not just by its physical size on a 6-acre L-shaped piece of land, but make it fit by the landscape, the character of Lewis in Sussex County, Delaware. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
As he is writing his name, who's next in terms of opposition to this application? And you can come on forward in the green. Thank you.
Step right on that.
What kind of air conditioner are you going to be using?
He's not using it.
He's not.
Sam, he's the opposition.
He's the one talking about all the noise air conditioning going to make.
He's the opposition. He doesn't
comment.
Okay,
thank
you. Is it just one, or is there?
Excuse me.
All right.
It's not
here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Go ahead, please. Thanks.
My name is Carol Kaur. I live at 33642 East Hunter's Run in the village of Five Points. I'm speaking on behalf of the Property Owners Association Board of Directors. And as you can already see, a number of our homeowners oppose this project for many reasons, one of which is the size of the building that's completely out of character with the other professional buildings in the area. They've voiced their concerns many times at the Planning and Zoning Commission meetings, to public community meetings with the developer, and at this council meeting. This concerned group of homeowners have crafted letters challenging the proposed zoning, presented a petition opposing a development, and have provided these documents to you. The board has two issues, really, and it's safety and traffic. In discussion at the April 6th hearing, the Planning and Zoning Commission acknowledged that approving a recommendation for the project would indeed divert a significant amount of traffic into the East Village onto Parker Run, since left-hand turns out of their proposed fitness center would not always be possible due to the existing traffic on Savannah Road. It is also noted by the commission that the Village of Five Points is responsible for street maintenance and would bear the cost associated with increased traffic.
You might want to put that mic a little closer to your mouth there. There you go.
I usually have a loud voice anyway.
There you go. Everybody can hear you that way.
During public comment, the speed limit of 15 miles per hour on Parker Run was cited as a point of reference. It was acknowledged that the traffic diverted through the East Village from the proposed development is unlikely to adhere to this speed limit without some type of additional enforcement. For the record, I will present copies of the letter the Village of Five Points Board sent to the Chairman of the Planning and Zoning Commission and to Councilman Burton opposing the development. Our Property Owners Association will be financially responsible for street maintenance as well as any additional security and law enforcement required to maintain safety on our roads if and when the fitness center is in operation. Our main concern is for the safety of our residents and visitors. During the off-season, it's often difficult now to turn left onto Savannah Road at certain times of day, especially when students are either going to school or getting out of school. In the summer months, when our families and grandchildren visit us, more homes and rental units in the Village of Five Points are occupied for the season. The added beach traffic makes it much more challenging to turn left from Parker Road onto Savannah Road. It will be equally challenging to turn left out of the proposed fitness center. Thus, additional traffic will be diverted through our development just when more children and families are outside. Considering the potential safety concerns, as well as the financial impact to the overall community, the Village of Five Point Board of Directors advises the council to oppose the proposed development. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Who's next in terms of opposition? Gentleman back over here on the right. Thank you, sir. Same thing, if you would come up and state your name and place of residence for the record, and also be sure to sign in on the sign-in sheet up there. You're welcome.
My name is Vance Parker. I live in Covey Creek. I'm the current president of the Covey Creek Homeowners Association. I'm not going to make a big speech about anything other than the fact that 18 residents have sent me emails objecting to this proposed property for the same reasons that people have already spoke about. It's a large, basically for-profit commercial enterprise, and it's trying to be located in what we consider to be a residential area. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. And while he's writing his name, who's next in terms of anyone? I see a gentleman behind the pole. Is there something on the other side?
Yeah.
Okay.
wasn't hiding back there. I just ended up there.
No, that's fine. Thank you.
My name is Barry Siegel. I live in the East Village, Five Points, 16809 Hunter's Turn. While the proposed fitness center doesn't impact my home, I want to expand more on the safety factors that have been mentioned and try not to be repetitive. With the number of cars that are there today and the people that would be coming to this facility, people that would also be disabled with Parkinson's, and I'm familiar with Parkinson's very much so, they might be coming in buses. They might not be coming in individual cars. So try to picture the traffic light that is to the right headed toward Route 1 that's already there. Try to picture buses filled with people trying to get into this facility, cars trying to get in, us trying to make a left turn. As it turns out, I work out at a small fitness center that is literally on the other side of this property called Fitwell. Weather's nice, I walk. If it's not nice, I drive. So I experienced the difficulty personally of how difficult it is to make that left turn. And here we are, not even full season, and the other day it took me 10 minutes to make a left turn out of Parker. We all know that you cannot make a left turn off of Old Orchard Road. Nobody tries it that live in the village because it just can't be done. You can't see the traffic coming. We have the realignment of Westcoats, which it isn't really clear how that's going to work. What we do know is that we're going to lose some land in the front of the East Village, and we're not really clear how we're going to be able to access our village center. It seems as the East Village seems to be a target for different proposals all coming at the same time. We have the Rail to Trail project, which, by the way, none of the builders disclosed that when they sold the property. Then we had the Rail to Trail people approach us. To save money, they want to use our walking trail, which at the same time as this going on seems excessive, just to live quietly in a peaceful community where we want to live. We have so much other things going on, unknowns, and then you add in the safety factor, and nobody, I mean, Ms. Kaur, and she did address the safety factor, and she's 100% correct. Not only the safety factor for those of us that can still drive, but what about the safety factor for someone who's already disabled in a bus and a major accident happens? We hear the sirens all day long on Route 1. We hear the sirens on Savannah Road, and it's not just the ambulances going to Beebe. It's the fact that the number of people that Mr. Garrett expresses might grow his business flat out is not safe for the residents of the East Village. And as Ms. Kaur said, they won't be able to make their left, they'll make the right turn, they'll come through Parker, they'll come across Old Orchard, wherever it is, continue through the shopping center, and go out the way that most people go out now, at the traffic light for the shopping center, which is the safest way to turn left on Savannah Road. So I thank you for your time. I will sign in. I just want y'all to please consider that when you really look at this project, it is not suitable for the location. Thank you for the chance to express my point.
Thank you, sir. Who's next in terms of opposition? The lady in the back with the purple. Oh, nope, sir. Yeah. Ladies
You'll
first.
Be next.
You're next, that's right.
Ladies first.
Exactly. Your mama taught you that.
Everyone must be married.
Thank you, sir. Again, if you could state your name and place of residence for the record and sign in.
Hi, my name is Shellis James. I actually live on Black Drive in Milton, but my mother's a property owner at 1517 Savannah Road, which is one of two residential properties directly to the south of this. Without being repetitive, and the Jan's presentation was excellent, in the beginning, some of the wording with this proposal has been rather misleading. It was originally trotted out as a medical facility. And it's not a medical facility, it's a gym. I have a gym membership at a gym in Georgetown in a strip mall. And go all hours. It's not the first gym I've been a member of. I like gyms. There's a place for them and not in the middle of a residential area. I don't see how they can possibly have a gym there with hours that are gonna be suitable for both what they want for the business and what is reasonable to expect people to tolerate in their backyards. I'm not against having a facility like this, and I see that people have discussed what good the facility is going to do, but there's definitely a place for it. For some reason, it seems that they're insistent on trying to fit something on this parcel of land where it should be pretty obvious that it's an unsuitable location for this, and that the obvious answer to me anyway would be to look elsewhere where it wouldn't cause a burden on the residents in an area that has similar hours or similar businesses. And one thing I do want to add is it seems like every time there's mention of a barrier or a fence or anything like that, it doesn't seem to ever show up for the people on the south side of Savannah Road. There are two houses there. They are not commercial. They are on Savannah Road. The residences, my mother's residence is going to stay a residential residence for at least the next 30 or 40 years. And the other house was recently redone, and I doubt that that's going to be sold either. I believe that's 1519 Savannah Road. So I ask that the council take this into consideration.
Where's your mom's home on the map here?
Oh,
Yeah, because I'm not sure this is lined up perfectly north-south.
Yeah, it's this. Okay. And there is, even though it doesn't back up to it directly as far as the house is not in the back of the lot, I mean, that's huge. I based on the old square footage, I think it was like 50 times the size of her house. And it's, they refer to it, yes, it's a Savannah Road property, but based on what's happening here, it's really not. I mean, it's behind everybody else. It's in their backyards. And this is residential, too. This house was just completely redone as residential to a couple with young kids, and I doubt that they're going anywhere either.
The gentleman in the green shirt. Yep.
Nope.
Wrong green.
Yeah, the green shirt.
That guy thinks he's special.
He stood up prior to you last time, just so you know.
To my green shirt, we're confused.
My eyes are crowded.
You're next.
Great, thank you. My name's Bob Viscount. I live in the East Village at 33647 East Hunters Run. thanks for the opportunity for speaking today. My comments are a follow-up to the email that I sent to each of you as council members on May 18th via the county's website. My concerns are aligned with those who oppose the conditional use application. I'm frustrated that the additional conditions recently recommended by the Planning and Zoning Committee do nothing to remedy the core issues, the building size and incremental traffic. The enormous building size, large incremental traffic burden to an already overly taxed roadway system, i.e. Savannah Road. Pre-dawn, post-dusk operating hours, and collateral noise issues clearly make this project inconsistent with the character of the surrounding residential area. It is unacceptable to me. I find it grossly inconsistent with the spirit of the AR1 zoning standards and past precedents. The big picture. I understand that we all know each of the following facts, but I just want to walk through them briefly. The Gateway project is based on plans for significant growth and designed accommodations that are five times larger than the Midway Fitness Center at its present location, and as so noted in their newsletter of May 2017 to their members. There's nothing wrong with commercial growth and success, and I wish them well. However, my short answer is that is what commercially zoned property is designed to accommodate, not AR1 and not where it's at. The applicant acknowledges the massive increase in the size of the planned new facility and operation. So the enormity of the size is indisputable. Given the residential character of the area and limited road infrastructure, this plan is clearly problematic. Number two, the applicant's planned Savannah Road location, as has been mentioned, directly abuts residential communities. It's what I know as a flag lot. You drive in and all, not just one side or two side abuts, all four sides abut residential areas. Number three, its real estate footprint is excessive for a residential area by any measure. Please consider the following points. The applicant's plan and facility is five times larger than the present location as noted, 3.5 times larger than any other existing conditional use property that my neighbor Jan went through with her excellent PowerPoint presentation and analysis. And it's as large as the Village of Five Points Shopping Center anchored by Weiss. I just heard that a football field's 130 feet wide. This puppy's 280 feet wide. You couldn't even put this thing in Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia. The field wouldn't accommodate, it would have to be shoehorned into Lincoln Financial Field. And I find that interesting and somewhat absurd that it's even being considered. We are at the point where the Planning and Zoning Committee recommends approving the application without considering the size of the building, adverse traffic implications, and other collateral issues adversely impacting the surrounding area. The Planning and Zoning Committee's recommendation to impose fewer parking spaces and 2 hours less of operation without regard to addressing more significant issues relating to the building size and traffic is mere lip service and is an irresponsible disregard for the spirit and the purpose of zoning governance. So stepping back, this project does not pass the eye test. It does not pass the sniff test or any other reasonable test. Traffic. Based on the, and I got this one fortunately right based on a little bit of analysis and based on what I heard today. Based on the applicant's plan and public announcements, it is reasonable to assume that the present design of the Savannah Road facility will service roundly 2,000 members. Their announced plan is to grow its core business and expand into other lines of business, including rehabilitation services. This will result in the following. The present traffic congestion on Savannah Road will be compounded by both higher volume vehicle traffic and the plausible need for larger special purpose vehicles to transport people that need assistance getting to Gateway Fitness. Making a left-hand turn out of Savannah Road into Gateway, off of Savannah Road into Gateway Fitness on a typical summer day will create more congestion. Then consider how this looks when Savannah Road is further overflowing from vehicles disembarking from the Cape May Lewis Ferry multiple times per day. Additionally, road congestion will occur during larger parts of the day due to the longer hours of operation that are planned. There's a direct correlation there, and that stuff gets missed. There seems to be an assumption that we are only talking about a few more vehicles, but if you consider the smaller size of the existing medical, attorney, or real estate businesses along Savannah Road, each may service 200 patients or clients in their entire practice, and that's a lot. Based on Gateway's projected membership volume, this project brings 10 times more numbers into the traffic equation. This traffic assessment is not an exaggeration, and it's not hyperbole. And you don't need to be a traffic engineer to see the reality. It looks, walks, and quacks like a duck. In conclusion, I am disappointed that to date, the conditional use zoning process and the recommendation of the Planning and Zoning Commission seem blind to the absurd size and scope of the project, a project that is clearly inconsistent, not by one, but several orders of magnitude with the character of the surrounding residential area. In this situation, size matters. And the lack of more conditions that are significantly more restrictive and that satisfactorily address the aforementioned issues is irresponsible. However, I am encouraged that you, the council, have the opportunity to step back and see what's occurring. Given your role in the checks and balance process, you can responsibly remedy the situation by either denying the application or imposing additional and appropriately restrictive conditions to this application so that once completed, the project aligns with the character and the surrounding of the surrounding residential area. Please do one or the other. Thank you.
Thank you. Can I ask a question just to,
sure.
Because I'm going to be the one that's got to defend the record one way or another. What did you base their determination that, for example, medical or even attorneys have 200 patients or clients? I mean, I wish my doctor only had 200 so I wouldn't have to wait a couple months to get in.
I'm a CPA. I had a CPA practice at one time. I have an idea of what a sole proprietor or small business will have. Yeah, okay, 200 is even more. So if it's 100, they're going to be 20 times bigger than the surrounding area.
Well, okay. I just was wondering what your basis for 200 was. I thought it would be probably several thousand for a doctor's office. I mean, you know.
A several thousand practice for a sole proprietor doctor? Nah, that's a sole proprietor, you know. Okay. As a CPA, I could handle 100 clients.
Oh,
myself.
No, I know. And maybe
so I'm just thinking of lawyers, real estate people, okay. Accountants. I had no idea for
well,
medical.
Well, you just mentioned medical.
Yeah.
That's what I was wondering.
But, yeah,
so,
that's,
okay.
That was my,
okay.
Yeah, that okay. Was how I thought
just
about
just what the basis for that was.
Sure.
The doctor says come in. And you
the other green shirt.
Make sure you sign in as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I will. Thank you. Thank you.
He's better looking in person.
Yeah. That's funny. He looks about 6'5 in real life, you know.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
And that report will be part of the record as well.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good afternoon. My name is, Mark Angeline, and I live at 33663 East Hunter's Run, which is the proverbial ground zero for this project. I am right behind him. When my wife and I moved down, she was transferred down, and we decided to make the move. We invested just about everything we had to move into Five Points. We love the development. It's a safe. It's beautiful. It's laid out perfect. And when we had our house appraised, one of the subjects on it was the storage units out back. And by looking at that, the guy did put in our appraisal that it's AR. It is not going to affect the value of your home. And, you know, you should be good to go. Well, this changes all that. It's changing from the AR. I don't know how we can, why we do that. I mean, it's there for a reason. It's a residential community on three sides. Of course, it should be considered four sides because it's the entrance to the neighborhood. This building, I wish him luck on it, but it does not belong here. As somebody on the PZ said, he's jamming it in here with a shoehorn. It's there's other properties around. I think it comes back to money, like everything else does in life. But we are, you know, I'm the personal face that has to look at this day in and day out. And our investment is going to hurt from this. And that's it. I want to put a personal face on this whole project.
Where's your home on there?
Thank you, sir.
Can you point it out?
It's right there, the closest one to it.
Got it. Yeah, no, we see it.
I know she's doing it with the cursor on there, so.
Yep. Okay.
Right there. Anyone? Any other green shirts left in the audience? Have anybody? Oh, the green shirt right here. Oh my God! One second. You had your hand up first. Come on down. And you'll be next, sir. You'll be next.
I don't have a green shirt.
Well, it's close.
Thank you.
Three pants?
That's good. Yeah, come on down.
Good afternoon. My first time dealing with the county council, and boy, I admire you guys. Hard job, but thank you for all your work. My name is Dr. Michael Elrod.
That's on the record. He admires us.
That's why I said it. Could you put that previous map back up there for just a moment? I'm not sure how. That's it right there. This is my home. Right here, adjacent to 1527. I'm sorry. I'm a doctor, right? That's my property. She
wasn't even close. You're not a surgeon, are you? Well, no.
No. I constantly ask my patients, I used to say left and right, I touch them now. This side down, this side up, so just to avoid those things. That's my property. It extends the entire length of the proposed property. And I've lived there since 1990, my wife and I and my family. It's a small practice that I have. I've kept it that small for multiple reasons. I don't blacktop my driveway just for the water rain off, and the entire backyard there is still grass and all natural. I wanted to address some of the same topics that all of my neighbors have. First, the immense size, the out-of-character size of this building is just unrelatable to the property that it's set on. And one thing that I'd like to point out while everybody's looking at that property is, that is my home. Look at the parking lot and imagine everybody coming up there at 5 o'clock in the morning, ready for their workout. They get out of the car, they slam the door, they set their alarm, wink, 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 wink. They get on their cell phone, I've got my coffee, I'm ready to go, I've got my gym bag, I go in the gym, I work out. 2 hours later, I come back out, open the door, slam the door after I'm doing my alarm, and then try to exit onto Savannah Road. As I said, I've lived there for more than 25 years now, and I've seen the changes. The villages at Five Points used to be a cornfield when I first came here. It was great. I still like my neighbors now.
So you're against them?
I'm not against them at all. What I am against is a commercial property trying to be squeezed into a residential neighborhood. That's what I am opposed to. After the planning and zoning meeting, there was an article put into the Cape Gazette where people discussed the pros and the cons of that. And one of the things that I pointed out to people, in addition to the traffic and the noise and the alarms and the people coming and going, was the size of the building. That's the biggest problem. But also, the owner of the gym spoke about increasing his membership and the size of what he's done. And I believe he only purchased the property in 2013. I believe that's what your attorney said. And so anyway, it has grown in a short period of time. With this proposal, I don't see any room for growth, further growth. So that would be a consideration also. If this is just fitting in to meet his needs at this point, what's he going to do 5 years from now? So I wanted to point that out. But my biggest concern was that as a person who's lived there and seen the changes on Savannah Road, we talk about 15,000 to 25,000 cars daily on Savannah Road. That was a number that was quoted. It's difficult for people to understand what 15,000 to 25,000 cars traffic per day is. I see it. I sit there in my office. I look out the window. When the ferries let out, that traffic backs up from the stoplights at Route 1, Five Points, all the way down past Covey Creek. I've stood out there, taken pictures. People cannot exit from Parker Run, and turn left on Savannah Road. I've seen multiple car accidents from people stopping, short stopping. On average, there's probably 3 to 4 a year there, just from people being rear-ended. The additional traffic of one of his own supporters said that the people just come and go. Well, that's part of the problem. If they came and stayed, that would be one thing. But they got constant 50 cars coming and going and coming and going, I think, creates quite a safety issue and a hazard. Nobody here has addressed the issue of the emergency vehicles themselves being able to access Beebe Hospital. I see that also. And as the summer traffic increases and the ferry lets off, the Savannah Road is going to become impassable. You guys also know that you have approved already some building developments that are going to further increase the traffic on Savannah Road. And I just wanted to echo some of the statements that my neighbors have made. And I would ask that you deny this proposal as it is made with respect. Dr. Mike Lawrod, Savannah Road, Lewis, Delaware. And if you had any questions for me, as one that lives right there, if you had any questions you'd like to ask me,
any questions,
I'd be glad to.
How many people you see a day?
That's another thing that I wanted to address. The doctor, being a doctor, I know. I said I have a small practice. I see probably 100 cars per month.
A month.
The doctor that is across the Savannah Road from me, there's the Grange, the old Grange there. It's become a church. They operate on Sunday now. The Grange used to have, it used to be the community center, and they used to have meetings there, but they don't anymore, and it was very small traffic. Immediately to the east of them is Dr. Palikar's office. He has a small parking lot. I would estimate it to be 50 cars. Of that, I watch traffic come and go out of his office.
And not trying to find new customers?
Always. Always. We have a big billboard out in front of the office right now.
I wonder what he has time for his patients. He's watching all this traffic.
I have a small practice. I live there.
Did you say you had a big billboard? Is it? Is it?
We're used to picking on lawyers. It's good to have a doctor here. It's all I can say.
I should point out also that I'm a chiropractor, so that makes me even more fodder for you. So, but Dr. Palikar's office is immediately across the street. He has a parking lot of approximately 50 cars. That's strictly an estimate on my part. And he may see. I don't see cars backed up trying to get out of his parking lot. They're able to turn right. They're able to turn left out of his parking lot. The building that is to the left of Parker Run, yes, over there, that is the OBGYN office. Basically, it's a one-story building. That's a very busy practice, and they enter and exit directly onto Savannah Road as well. And they do not cause traffic jams. It's a practice that doesn't create a lot of traffic for doctor's offices. So I can't estimate as well as the CPA did of what other doctors see.
Sure.
But my visual sense is that they are not commercial properties. They're professional properties. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Very, very entertaining.
And the not green, green shirt. There you go.
Yeah, the not green, green shirt.
It's slightly green.
All right. Thank you.
Hello. My name is Jim Walpole. I am a resident of the Village of Five Points, but I'm here more as a representative of a resident of Sussex County. The elephant in the room does not relate to my property because I don't see it. But I am very concerned about the safety issues, particularly the traffic and the, as was mentioned, the emergency vehicles by BB Hospital, the fire department, the school buses. It is very dangerous to cross the Savannah Road the way it is now, and with a substantial increase in the traffic, which this definitely will cause, and that's why I'm calling it the elephant in the room. I think that will cause some safety concerns. I would also like to just touch briefly on something that hasn't been mentioned here today, and I don't mean to be picayune-ish about it, but I think it needs to be said, and that is no one in this room, including the applicant, knows what the building is going to look like at this point. At the planning and zoning hearing, there was a presentation that, we are going to talk to the architect and see what's going to happen, and cost may come in as a factor, and so we'll see how that works out. At the end of the hearing, they didn't vote, but they voted subsequently. And once they did vote, and that motion was, I guess that motion has just become public because I haven't seen it yet, but I guess you guys have, with the conditions in it. The chairman said that he kind of dumped it in your lap and said, they will have a brand new hearing and they will have a brand new administrative record. Well, of course they will. I mean, that is the authority that you folks have. You don't have to accept to swallow the facts as developed in the planning and zoning, because a lot of those are subject to serious question, and those have been brought out here today. The One of the things I wondered about was in terms of the traffic and all, the question was brought up, has BB been brought into this, et cetera? Well, should BB not be part of this discussion in terms of the traffic? Is that going to hinder their...
Sir, may I say this? Traffic is determined by the highway department. It's not our job here to do that. We don't make those decisions.
My question is BB, should they be contacted to determine if there's a safety issue?
You have to check with the highway department.
Well, no, I'll answer it too. That certainly anybody has an opportunity to chime in on any of these applications. They're advertised. The property's posted. There's mailings that have gone out. Legal notices in the newspaper. The county's not in a position where we're going to determine who we're going to reach out to or not, because if as soon as you start doing that, you might leave somebody else off. I would suggest that it's up to BB, should they have a concern, to speak up. So,
all right, I'll leave the point that I believe that...
Or to be an advocate, for that matter.
That's what I mean, yeah.
One way or the other.
Right, absolutely.
I will leave my point then, is that I believe that the increased traffic will affect BB, it will affect the school transportation, and it will affect the fire department. Whether that's a state issue or not, I don't know. But I would also like to thank you for your patience and your great interest in this matter. And I wait anxiously for your decision. As I understand it, the record's going to remain open so that we can look at the documents that were brought out today. Is that correct?
I will see. I will think we will. Yes.
That's the assumption.
Thank you for your time and
we
interest.
Haven't voted
thank
yet.
You, sir.
Thank you. There was somebody back here had a hand up, I think, earlier. Have they got tired and gone home? Or anybody else want to speak? Anyone? Last time. Anybody? Okay.
Mr. Chairman, can I ask a question of Mr. Crouch?
Certainly.
Mr. Crouch, please step up.
You're not done yet. It's not 5 o'clock.
See, we get overtime if we go past. We're trying to stretch it out now.
Right.
I appreciate that.
We heard a lot of different concerns about square footage of the building, and this one's on the and I'm an attorney, not an engineer by any means. I'm just trying to get this feeling for the square footage on this. It's 56,626 square feet. In the data column, it says it's two stories. Is it two stories or like one and a half or how?
Yeah, it's about one and a half. I mean, there's one area that's with offices and stuff above it.
Okay.
So it's kind of open, you know, we're over top of the pool and stuff like that, but in mechanical rooms up there, but it is, there is a two-story section.
Okay, because I was trying to do the math, just the footprint of it's 45,514. That's just me trying to figure it out, you know, and so double that's not, you know, obviously the 56, and just I was trying to,
right.
Get like where that square footage came.
The racquetball courts and stuff are all open from above, okay. But you know the offices. There's some offices and some storage that's upstairs and mechanical rooms and stuff.
Okay.
Like that.
Okay, so that's 50s like roughly floor area then. Is that,
yes.
Yeah. Okay.
To you.
I have a.
Go ahead. I apologize,
Mr. Burton.
Just to that square footage conversation, I took the old versus the new, right, and I got 280 on the old in length. 276 on the new, so you cut 4 feet off of the length that goes along.
Isn't that? I thought the old was 276. The new was 280. Maybe I'm okay. Hold up in there.
The new,
which is 280, head,
which is 280.
Yeah, it's four feet longer.
Long, but okay. towards Savannah Road. It went from 228 to 218.
So we lost 10 feet there.
And on the east side near the parking lot, it went from 136 to 131. And in the front, you know, where the parking's at, in this area here, we went from 174 to 176.
So I guess my question is to getting kind of back to Vince's deal, did the square feet come out of the internal of the building?
A little bit of both. You know, one is so we could shove it down. Two is to reduce the the pitch of the roof because the top got smaller, the second story. So, but the 56 square footage is the square footage of
the footprint. Yeah, the footprint.
The first and second
floor. Oh, the floor area.
Yeah, the floor area, which is defined in the code.
Because the first building didn't get that much smaller. Is that you didn't lose 10,000 feet out of the footprint. You lost 10,000 square feet out of the building.
Right, out of the building. Okay. Because it was, you know, they're again trying to reduce the roof pitch, which shrunk the top, second story, and of course pulling it in to bring it off the property line from the 15 feet that was originally shown to the 30 feet.
I understand. I'm curious, because this is a condition of use, and maybe I've missed it, maybe I haven't, but I've not seen anything on the interior, I mean, actually of any diagram or any drawings of the proposed building itself, other than just the exterior footprint. Am I missing it?
We typically don't get that, though.
I'm just asking, because I've seen it in other applications.
Sometimes you get it, sometimes you don't.
You know, it's not a requirement.
Okay. Just asking.
Yeah.
And there again, I mean, Mr. Arlett, it's just a matter of they got a quick schematic, and that's you know, and before the architect putting all the money into a building, I mean, we don't know what's going to happen with the application.
Understood. Sure. Just want to make sure I wasn't missing it. That was my point. Thank you.
Any more questions of council, of anybody?
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Mr. Crouch.
I guess I'll ask you to read the short title.
I will.
And we're going to close the public hearing.
Right.
And my thought is, with council approval, leave the public comment open, because I think this is me speaking. This is all brand new today to us and to
public.
Anybody who's in opposition to that would need to have time to look at that and make any additional comments they want to make. That makes sense to everybody else, or that just so. Do we need to, I get the motion to defer
and leave the whole
and leave public record open for specific things?
Or for written comments, if you want to leave, rather than specific, to try to, I don't know how narrow you want to have it.
That's fine, that's fine, no, that's fine.
But for a specified period of time.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we normally do like 15 days or something like that as a rule.
Well, we got a holiday coming up, so you want to, but why don't we do middle of June? When's our meeting in middle of June? Does anybody have a scheduled dinner?
But just 2 weeks.
We meet every Tuesday.
Okay. Well, we're all next Tuesday.
Yeah, we're all.
In June, we are meeting every
Tuesday. She's listening.
Well, I think it'll be June 13th next.
June 6th is the first one.
Okay, 13th.
That's 2 weeks.
It'll be about 2 weeks. Oh, that's we can do it the 20th.
Like
by June 20th.
Like that'd be fine.
So if somebody wants to, I guess we need to read the short title first.
Yeah, I will read the short title. Again, it's conditional use number 2074 filed on behalf of Quail Valley 1525 LLC. Now, the short title being an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for commercial use as a therapy and fitness center to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 6.113 acres, more or less.
Now, the pleasure of council.
I'll make a motion we defer, leave the record open for till June 20th for written comments.
I'll second.
Leave it at that?
Yes,
I'll second the motion.
We have a motion and a second to defer on conditional use 2074 and leave the public record open until June 20th, close of business, which is 4:30.
For any additional
Any additional written comments. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett.
I will vote yes.
Mr. Burke.
I will vote yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I will vote yes. Motion carried. Okay, motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Well, we're quick at that.
Second. Yes.
Our motion is second. Any questions on that motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
No.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. We're adjourned.
He wants to. He wants.